Lenten Day 29. Now for the good news. Out of nowhere, Jesus appeared and saved the day. For all those apostles, Jesus was loyal to his own and did not question the apostles. He put on scribes on the spot instead. What are you discussing with them? Losing instantly turned into whining, not even waiting for an answer. With no command, Jesus pulled the demon out of the boy who had been tormented. This whole episode turned into a real teaching moment. Scripture says they privately came to Jesus asking, "Why couldn't we cast out the demon?" Jesus' answer: "This kind of thing can be cast out in no way except by prayer and fasting." Dear readers, this is your teaching moment also. Think about it. The apostles were so worried about a lot of unimportant little things in their lives that they blew the big things, like not praying and not fasting as he told them to do. Is this you do too? Do you resist what the church has told you to do? Do you meet God in only halfway? Are you lukewarm? You have 48 days every year to fix that. We have multiple opportunities in these Lenten days to become better people. All in the context of life of faith. Prayer and fasting are essential experiences of that life of faith. Right now, Jesus is seeking to elect faith from you, just as he did from father of the demon-possessed boy in the gospel. Do you believe? That's the question. This Lent, sanctify and dignify your life at the same time. The best good news is that you can do it. By the way, today is also remembrance of the Archangel Gabriel. Read on.